Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Abber, Josh Hodson back with you in the Connor Abber Show, 1620 The Zone, and streaming live at 1620thezone.com. Ryan throws in a comment on the YouTube page. Need more Creighton talk. This is Omaha.
Must have missed yesterday when we went over those futures.
Yeah, I was like, I was throwing together a parlay with Creighton and Ohio State to both win national championships. Tough to dive full into the basketball scene in June. We'll get there. Don't worry. Tough to find. I mean, we were talking about how many people are excited about Nebraska football this year, or just excitement level. You're not going to find anybody in Omaha that's a Creighton fan that is not excited about the potential of this team this year. Yeah, they're going to be good.
Over or under 7.5 wins.
For Creighton basketball?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a bad line, and I'd take the over.
All right. Bold predictions here on the Connor Happer Show.
Scott Docterman's Iowa fan survey. Now, this is a small section of the Iowa fan base. He said he interviewed or I guess surveyed about 1,400 respondents over the past 5 days or so here. There's a couple things that I'd like to pull out and present to you guys. First, let's go with the goofy stuff, and then I have a question afterwards. The question was asked, which team is Iowa's biggest rival? Respondents were given five options. Those five options were Wisconsin, Iowa State, Minnesota, Nebraska, other. Iowa fans responded and said,
got to be Iowa State, right?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
With 45% of the vote.
Oh.
Iowa State at 32% of the vote. Minnesota at 15% of the vote. Nebraska at just a little over, or just under 8% of the vote. 8% of Iowa fans think that Nebraska is their biggest rival. Okay. Semantics. There was a second question regarding, there was sort of a third question too about who you're playing and who you're playing the most and who do you dislike. Who do you dislike the most? They were given the same five options: Wisconsin, Iowa State, Minnesota, Nebraska, other. 56% of Iowa fans said Nebraska.
Yeah, there it is, yeah.
I wonder if you did this with Nebraska fans and how many would be willing to admit. I think you'd be lying to yourself if you would say that it's not at least that high for Nebraska toward Iowa at this point. That's the team I want to beat every year. If I'm in Nebraska, I don't know. But that's the team I want to beat every year. That's the team I'm going to measure myself up against now. I know you've had comments by athletic directors who've said, we're not going to measure ourselves again. Well, program's in a different place now. You got to beat Iowa. They're right next to you. It's a fan rivalry too. Nebraska fans live in Iowa. Iowa fans live in Nebraska. It makes a lot of sense to me. 56% of Iowa fans say they dislike Nebraska the most out of anybody they routinely play.
What four options would you go with for these questions?
Okay.
For Nebraska, biggest rival.
Iowa's
on the list.
I would lay it out this way.
Okay.
It wouldn't even be fair though.
Iowa, Wisconsin, so, Minnesota.
You could do that, and then like any old Big 12 rival, or you could just put Oklahoma. Now, you're going to get skewed this year because you have familiarity with them. I think if you do the poll question 2 years ago and you put Colorado on there, you know, it changes a little bit. But you could maybe put both Oklahoma and Colorado on there. And I think there's, honestly, Iowa hasn't, their schedule's basically been the same with the exception of adding Nebraska in over the last decade, but it's been a long time going. My guess would be for Nebraska fans, if you're asking that question, there'd be like generational gaps in responses.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
People my age, I'm 30, I still feel something for Colorado.
Hate them.
And when that rivalry came to be, when that came to be Black Friday, it was like, yeah, but this is never going to be Oklahoma. I feel it more for Colorado because of my age than I feel for Oklahoma. Although I understand the Oklahoma thing. And the Iowa thing is real. If I was voting on who I dislike the most as a Nebraska fan, I take the Nebraska fan part of myself, I would vote Iowa at the moment.
Should I take Minnesota out and put...
Yeah, who would you replace them with?
Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado.
It's a funny poll question because, like, you're asking me to pick one. Are you serious? You know. I'm not sure. I wonder what the response would be. You could do this. I assume you're doing it right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to craft it.
Because you only get four options on the Twitter poll, right?
Right.
Iowa's certainly one of them.
Okay, for rival, I went Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, other.
Just do the dislike one.
Yeah, for team fan base you despise the most, it's got to be Iowa. And then do you go Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, or do you go... I think you kind of need an other.
Yeah. Scott writes, by the way, in the piece, he says, "This is why Iowa's rivalry discussion is so fascinating. Nebraska's lack of success since joining the Big Ten has prevented it from becoming many fans' signature rivalry, yet I'm not at all surprised the Huskers were considered the least liked Iowa opponent. Mm-hmm. Both have proud fan bases with different levels of historical achievement, of which Nebraska fans routinely remind their Iowa cohorts." Definitely true. "Of course, it gets flipped around when discussions begin about the last decade." He says, "I thought Iowa State would score higher because of the most fan interactions in the state take place between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. Perhaps if this survey was taken around Labor Day, the Huskers and the Cyclones would run neck and neck." Timing is a huge part of any of these,
yeah,
things, for sure. That's why the Oklahoma thing in here this year is kind of weird. We don't have any recent history with Oklahoma, but you play them this year and last year.
There's a little Nebraska-Missouri vibe to the Nebraska-Iowa rivalry. Like, when Nebraska was beating Missouri year after year after year, Missouri was like, "All right, this is our rivalry game with Nebraska." And Nebraska was like, "I'm sorry, you guys don't matter enough for us to be the rival. Like, sorry."
Josh tweets in, he says, at Connor Happer, he says, "I've always felt more hate for Missouri than Colorado." I'm telling you, man, the generational thing here is really interesting. And the thing about Nebraska and the Big 12, the way it was it was sort of, I mean, Nebraska sort of ran the Big 12 North. I don't know. I sort of hesitate to say that, but it was kind of like, well, think about Creighton in the Missouri Valley. Creighton's rivals in the Missouri Valley were whoever else was good that year.
Yeah.
So Creighton ended up being rivals with everybody in the Missouri Valley at one point. Mm-hmm. In a couple of years where it was like, man, we got to win this Drake game. Wichita State was obviously huge every year. Oh, here comes Northern Iowa.
Farouk Manesh.
Yeah, Southern Illinois. The Salukis had some good years, right? So, like, it was always Creighton and then the other team. That's how I always viewed it as a Creighton fan. And I think it was sort of that way with Nebraska and the Big 12. Nebraska and the Big 10 is not that way, obviously. Mm-hmm. So this is more of a, honestly, this is more of like a traditional, it has a sort of traditional feel to it. My vote would be Iowa.
Okay. I went Iowa, Texas, the Big 8, other.
Sure.
Okay. Because it wouldn't shock me if Texas wins that.
No, I wouldn't shock me either. People see Texas, they're like, click. Kill. Okay. And then there was one more part of this story that I wanted to mention. Hate is a lot of different things, by the way. So this is a more big picture thing as far as the Big Ten is concerned. He asked, you know what? Let's do this on the other side. I got one more thing from this Iowa survey that I want to get to. We'll continue to take people's responses on hate and what hate means and the definition of hate in your heart and who you hate the most.
Let the hate flow through you.
We'll come back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.